I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Cancer immunotherapy is a new strategy that attempts to stimulate a patient's immune system to help destroy cancer cells. To talk about how a person's immune system can play an important role in cancer treatment is Dr. John Rangel, a medical oncologist specializing in lung cancer at Hollings Cancer Center at MUSC. Dr. Rangel, can you provide a bit more information about how the body's own immune system can really be used to shrink cancerous tumors? How does that work?
Generally, the strategy of immunotherapy is any one that is intended to turn your own immune system against your cancer. There are a variety of strategies, including those that rev up the immune system. The predominant mode of therapy that's being used in the clinic right now is one that actually removes a brake that has been applied to the immune system, which allows the immune system to then activate itself against cancer.
And is this currently being used for different types of cancer, for example, at MUSC?
There's a variety of strategies, including ones that are already approved by the Food and Drug Administration, as well as a great number of trials that are under clinical investigation.
So which ones are approved that are now being used for cancer treatments?
Melanoma and lung cancer are sort of the poster children for solid tumor immunotherapies right now. Melanoma, after decades of having poor therapeutic options, had an exciting number of breakthroughs with various immunotherapies. These are therapies that are currently approved in the clinic, and these strategies are now being experimented with in other types of solid tumors. Lung cancer is one of those types of tumors where clinical trials have gone all the way to FDA approval, and certain types of immunotherapy medications can be used in the clinic.
And these types of immunotherapy that are already being used, how effective is that part of the treatment?
So a number of solid tumors have been shown to experience benefit from immunotherapies. Roughly about a fifth of patients will respond to PD-1 blockade, for instance, and a number of those patients will have durable benefit once they do respond, with many patients experiencing regression of their tumors for up to 2 years so far. The trials are ongoing, so the duration of that benefit is yet to be seen.
And what about research going on at MUSC to further this cancer immunotherapy approach?
Because only about a fifth of patients who receive current forms of immunotherapy will respond to treatment, we feel it's important to continue clinical investigations to extend that remarkable benefit, which we've seen in a certain number of patients, to a much larger pool of patients. We think that clinical trials will eventually be able to get a much larger number of patients to respond to immunotherapy.
And is this research for the moment sticking with melanoma and lung cancer immunotherapy, or is it expanded to other types of cancers?
It has certainly expanded to many, many types of cancer. Many of those clinical trials investigating the role of immunotherapy in other solid tumors and hematologic malignancies are available at MUSC, and we're certainly engaged in trying to explore those options in a variety of tumors.
Dr. Rangel, thank you so much for providing this update about cancer immunotherapy.
Great. Thank you very much.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.